best place to talk. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. This is the Wake Up Crew for a Tuesday, January 7th. And reality has set in to everybody out there.
It's just normal.
It's normal. Back to normal.
Life's normal again.
MTSU, schools, everything. Back to normal.
Just
almost.
Just listen. That's every household this morning.
I think so. I know it was in my household this morning. But you guys doing okay since yesterday?
Everybody's grumpy. I guess maybe because it is back to reality today.
I'm not grumpy.
I'm actually pretty.
Well, I'm talking about like
peppy. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was talking specifically about himself.
You know, people that are off work,
right?
That had to go back. We have not been off work, so we're kind of used to it by now. You know,
if we ever did have like 2 weeks off, we would be the grumpiest people ever coming back.
I'd probably forget how to do this show. Most people think I already have. Anyway, you know, we've been talking a day or two ago. We talked about New Year's resolutions, and you don't have one.
Nah.
Which really limits the conversation here. And you don't have one. You don't do it on New Year's Day, New Year's.
No, I just try to, whenever I think of something I need to change, I try to do it then.
He has life goals. Hashtag life goals.
Here are the top 10. My crack research team has come up with the top 10 New Year's resolutions.
And it was very difficult.
I'm sure
it was.
It was
not done 2 minutes before the segment by some Googling.
No, my sidekick, Dalton Barrett. I don't know exactly what you are. You're kind of like out there.
He's Alfred.
Yeah. But anyway.
That's
okay.
Right, Batman.
Okay, Robin. How about giving us the top 10 New Year's resolutions?
Now, this is, my goodness.
A double bell.
This is according to a survey. Does that mean dinner's ready since he's the butler? According to a survey of 2,000 people.
Butler. Just give the resolution, sidekick.
2,000 people, they surveyed them. Now, I've got percentages, too. Now, 71%, this is the number one, said that they were going to diet or eat healthier.
Oh, I'm sure that would be right.
65% said that they were going to exercise more. That's number two. And then lose weight in general was 54%. So there was the specifics, either
I got you.
Dieting or exercise, and then just general coverage of weight loss. Now, those were the top three, all had to do with that sort of health.
I bet. Okay, so we kind of figure that, you know, lose weight, feel better,
right,
all that kind of thing from the holidays. Is it probably money in there somewhere?
That is correct.
Save
number
more.
Now, four is.
Before you say that, January 1st is when, you know, they start the diets.
Yeah. Right. You're probably blown
by
it
now.
By now,
you've already blown it. Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, more than half of the people said that they typically fail their resolutions by January 31st.
Yeah.
In that survey. Number four in this list was save more and spend less. At 32% of people said that they were going to do
mine.
That.
That's mine.
And avoid getting ripped off. It's the Clark Howard show. That's exactly what he says. But anyway.
That's mine.
It's on WGNS, by the way, middays, 11 until 1.
I try to do that. Just that's one thing.
Is there any way to turn his mic off from this end? But anyway,
he'll bite my hand.
Money's
don't
mine.
Do that, Ed.
Money is mine. That's the one I'm concentrating on.
Right. I've been trying to, over the course of the past year or so, kind of put a little more emphasis on saving. Number five on the list at 26% is learn a new skill or hobby. So teach yourself something new. Last year I taught myself cursive because they don't teach that in school anymore. Can't get mad at me because I was never taught it.
Have you ever seen a 20-year-old write like a third grader used to in cursive? That's what it looks like now.
I'm just trying to figure. He came up with that as a hobby. Okay, I'm going to learn how to write.
Well, new
skill.
Teach
a new skill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to learn calligraphy.
That'd be fun. That'd be right up your alley. Yeah. Number six on the list was quit smoking at 21%.
Yeah, that's not as high as it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number seven is read more. 17%. That's, if I had a resolution, that would be mine. Find another job, 16% of people.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
Is that yours? drink less alcohol, 15%. And number 10 on the list was spend more time with friends and family, only at 13% of people.
I think that's high.
Really? Spend more time with friends and family?
Yeah, I'd say that's high. Those people were lying. They didn't have anything else to do.
Well, and I don't know that they think about that, really. I don't know that that's on your mind, you know, like, right. Oh, I think I'm going to have more friends and spend more time with them.
It's usually diet, save money, and then a few little ancillary things. But those are basically the two biggies.
Well, good luck. You've got January 31st to blow it. So
you make it past that, you're on the home stretch.
That's right. That's exactly right. 6:17 here on the Wake Up Crew. Coming up, we've got NBC Sports. We've got weather and traffic, but let's take that first look at weather now. It's 6:17 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see some cloudiness linger in parts of the area early today. Plenty of sunshine for the afternoon. Highs will top out near 50 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear. Lows drop to 29, and winds will become light. Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 50s. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows fall into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 40.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you could still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
That's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And, of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haines Drive.
3, 2, 1.
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right
here. Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Oh, no, there's a lot.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm Stan Shower. The Dallas Cowboys took their time in firing Jason Garrett, but the day after they officially did, they hired his replacement, Mike McCarthy. Spent 13 years in Green Bay, went to the playoffs 9 times, once winning the Super Bowl. His defensive coordinator will be the well-traveled Mike Nolan. This will be the 12th different team that Nolan has coached for, and Wade Phillips has served for 10 teams. He will not return as the defense coordinator of the L.A. Rams. 3 teams will still need a coach. The Giants, Carolina, Cleveland, all three are going to talk soon with New England offense coordinator Josh McDaniels. The Giants' favorite seems to be Matt Rhule, the Baylor coach. His interview with the Giants is today. Tua Tagovailoa is headed for the NFL. He went 22-2 as the starting quarterback for Alabama. Expected to be a high draft pick, although he's coming off hip surgery.
I don't think any of the doctors can tell, you know, the foreseeable future. None of the guys rehabbing me can tell that. You know, from what they've seen, you know, in New York, you know, everything looks good, but you can't really tell until the 3-month mark or the 4-month mark, you know. So That's the gauge on all that.
Tagovailoa with 87 career touchdown passes at Alabama, and he really only played two seasons. It's 10 more than any other Bama quarterback has had. His younger brother will be a candidate to replace him as the starter for the Crimson Tide. Meanwhile, wide receiver Devontae Smith is staying with the Crimson Tide. Another wideout, Henry Ruggs, is going pro. Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger staying in school. Virginia Tech running back Deshaun McLeese and Wisconsin wide receiver Quintez Cephas both going pro. Milwaukee Bucks lost at San Antonio 126-104, most lopsided loss in 2 years. Replay every game, catch all the action this season, NFL Game Pass. It's all the football you can handle all in one place, now at a new lower price. Start your free trial today at NFL.com/Game Pass.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Well, we ramp things up here this week sports-wise. Of course, we had the first Rick Insel and Nick McDevitt shows last night. And tonight, it's the return of State Farm Prep Basketball. Oakland travels to Stewart's Creek. We'll have it airtime 550, 545, 550 or so. And then 6 o'clock tip in the girls' game. The boys' game will follow. On Thursday night, we have Marshall taking on the Lady Raiders, and that'll be on the radio at about 4:30 on Thursday afternoon. Friday, State Farm Prep Basketball, Laverne at Siegel. You'll hear it all here on WGNS, plus the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner returns this Saturday morning.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
More of the Wake Up Crew here on this Tuesday, January 7th. It's time now for the real fact.
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
We were talking about.
That was a weird entrance.
We were talking about money.
Uh-huh.
Or earlier, saving money. Do you know how many ways there are to make change of a dollar?
10.
He's got 10. That's his guess.
Well, I have no idea.
293.
Well, that's a lot more
ways
than 10.
To make change of it. I guess you factor in pennies and
nernies.
You can kind of make change with any.
No, I don't factor.
Amount.
I never factor in pennies.
293.
As Brian says, they're nernies.
Ways.
I don't factor in pennies.
I'm sorry. You don't even spend them?
No, I try not to. I really don't.
He chucks them out the window.
Coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and Ion Washington from CBS.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994. And that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
Bell Jewelers has a good, strong reputation of being the most trusted jeweler. We take great pride in that. Our watch and jewelry repair department is on site. Everything is done on our premises, under our control. We don't ship things off where things get lost, switched, stolen. It's just not going to happen.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
Are we ready? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. This week, news outlets have been laying out Iran's various retaliation options. CBS national security contributor Mike Morrell, who once ran the CIA, listed those possibilities, which include
cyber attacks against the United States. The Iranians have become more sophisticated at that over the years.
And so here we go again. I figure we can thwart whatever military retaliation Iran might cook up, but to turn on the computer one morning and find it doesn't recognize you? Oh, I know we've all had the occasional computer crash, but to have an avenging Ayatollah going after corporate computers, where it's not just one computer that goes down, but all of them, it's supposed to be impossible. But computer chips have this fundamental flaw. They obey any properly worded order, no matter who gives it. And we're not ready. We have fire drills, active shooter drills. What was your last cybersecurity drill? Or they just turn off all the computers. Yes, we Americans are relentless. Yes, we are fearless. But when the computers go down, we're also helpless. And every day, technology is turning more dumb products into smart products. It used to be that thanks to those two big oceans, you'd need trained terrorists or guided missiles to punish America. But once we're all zooming around in our interconnected 5G neural network smart cars without steering wheels or brake pedals, whoever comes up with the right keystrokes has all the weapons they need. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open an account with a savings rate five times the national average. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Eye on the White House.
President Trump told the Rush Limbaugh show that the U.S. is safer after he ordered the killing of Soleimani, saying he was to blame for killing U.S. troops.
He should have been taken out a long time ago, and we had a shot at it, and we took him out.
Some lawmakers, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have criticized the White House, asking it to make sure it can address any consequences.
The American people need clarity that the Trump administration has a plan.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is looking forward to a White House intelligence briefing on the airstrike that is set for Wednesday.
Can we not at least wait until we know the facts?
Vice President Mike Pence is set to speak about Iran next week. Eye on the White House. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And want to remind you, if you'd like to contact us with questions, comments, or just to say hello, email us at wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com. That's wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com. And if you'd like to complain about anything we're doing on the show, that's Dalton Barrett is the person that that's attention to.
You can also call the Wake Up Crew hotline, 615-893-1450, and use extension 106 to leave us a message.
Attention, Dalton Barrett, if it's a, you know, something bad. Okay?
It's usually my fault, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to today in history.
Already.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
That was my voice saying I'm John Dinkins. That was Popeye doing Brian Barrett.
Ak-ak-ak-ak-ak.
And Baby Huey doing doing the other one, Dalton Barrett.
I'm Dalton Barrett.
Oh, you guys
did a pretty good impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was three. Let's make fun of the three-year-old.
I was really jealous of you at that time. I don't know if I ever told you,
you were.
That. Because I never got to do any commercials, read them or anything. And I was already on the air with Brian and I'd hear a little three-year-old doing it that couldn't even read. You know, he was doing the Sir Pizza commercials, and I got a little jealous about it, really.
And now here we are.
It bothered me.
Now you and others, too.
Yeah, and you're still bothering me. Still
yeah, it'll never end.
He's taking up your air. He's breathing your air.
Oh, I know. Well, let's go to Brandon Brooks because he's got CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. January 7th, 1926. George Burns and Gracie Allen got married.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night.
Good night.
January 7th, 1950.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
Gene Autry's version of
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
was the top-selling single in America. This date in 1982.
Baby, look at me.
The NBC debut of the series Fame.
I'm gonna live forever.
Based on the hit movie.
I'm gonna learn.
It ran six seasons. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Time for more Today in History with John.
You know, Dalton, I was listening to that segment, and I noticed that information about Gene Autry doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer being number one on the charts. What I'm shocked about is that there was no mention of another great Christmas classic.
Oh, is it Litmus?
No. Jing Jing Ling. By the Andrews Sisters. Nothing. Nothing.
I still have it here. Maybe it could be a post-Christmas theme for us.
I think when we do our Christmas in July.
Yeah.
I think our Christmas in July program.
I've looked up a little more information about it, and it was really popular when it came out, but it didn't stand the test of time.
It didn't have the lasting effect, did it?
Right.
I wonder why that is.
Well, it was
because it's lasted on this show for like weeks now. Well,
it was before all of the really popular Christmas songs started coming out. Rudolph and all those. It predates those, so it just didn't. It was overshadowed.
What a shame. 1894 is our day in history today. Now I can't read. Okay. Early 5-second film of Fred Ott, Sneezing, was made by Edison Manufacturing. That was our first actual film produced of a guy
motion
sneezing.
Motion picture.
Motion picture.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
1970, farmers sue for $35,000 for damages caused by Woodstock. They got mad.
Interesting.
Yeah, they messed up the farmland out there.
That's why they never did it again.
In California, right. Probably one of the reasons.
I would say.
You weren't old enough for Woodstock, but that was a great concert.
No, I just have to wonder what they thought was going to happen with thousands of people really, stomping right. on their land. But
and wow, they got a whopping $35,000 for it. But of course, in that time, that was pretty good money.
Yeah, adjusting for inflation.
That was a concert for peace, I believe, is what the concept of that was. I was 13, I guess, something like that. So Dad wouldn't let me go. I was going to get in a van. I was going to get in a van and drive, my Chevy van, head on out.
What year was that?
70, yeah. That was when they sued. 69, I think, is the concert.
Okay.
And finally, in 1999, Bill Clinton's impeachment trial begins in the U.S. Senate. He was impeached.
Right, by the House.
For abuse of power.
Right. And then the Senate did not actually impeach him.
Right. So, it's not the first time. President Trump's not the first time gone through that.
No.
Wanted to let you know, adjusting for inflation, that would be close to $235,000 today.
There you go.
So, little good hunk of money there.
Now, I want people out there to know that just didn't come in his brain. He Googled that,
I did. There's an inflation calculator.
Yeah. But, most of the time, there's no little asterisk by any of those statements he makes.
Well, most of the time, he doesn't even look them up. He just speaks with confidence, and we believe him.
Right.
I want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. And our good neighbor of the day today is John Brockwell. He is always helping the Blue Raider fans, and he runs a great family business. So he's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Got a lot of the show coming up here this morning. And also, don't forget, Good Neighbor events coming up. That's in about a minute and a half, 90 seconds, for those who like seconds. And it's time now to take another look at the weather and our first look at traffic. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see some cloudiness linger in parts of the area early today. Plenty of sunshine for the afternoon. Highs will top out near 50 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear. Lows drop to 29. And winds will become light. Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 50s. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows fall into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 40.
Good morning. Traffic still in pretty good shape out here at the moment on 24, making your way towards Nashville. As the traffic volume has increased, you bet it has. Give yourself extra time always towards Nashville. Looks good right now. 840 headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. For satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting, just call Nash Painting at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Well, I would say he's very professional, of course, and very capable.
That's John Hood.
I went for years to Alita Tuma, whose practice he bought when Alita retired.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I've enjoyed getting to know Sean and going to see him.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
This is Tuesday, January the 7th.
Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Give the gift of life all day today at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. They're having a blood drive from 11:30 a.m. until 7:30 tonight. And the Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Family game time tonight at 7 at the Line Ball Public Library. Are you having parenting problems? Well, you can walk in without an appointment for help any Wednesday from 9 to 4 to the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center. They're at 1710 South Church Street. Also, bingo tomorrow morning at 10 at the Patterson Community Center. There will be a public meeting tomorrow night at 6 at the Town Center in Smyrna. House Speaker Cameron Sexton, along with Rutherford County's state delegation and the county commission, will be there to discuss ideas with the public. That's 6 until 8 tomorrow night at the Smyrna Town Center. The Murfreesboro Writers Group meets tomorrow night at 6 at the Line Ball Public Library. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain? Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Kasai North America Incorporated in Murfreesboro, Tennessee is looking for a tooling engineer level 1 to perform tasks related to new tooling development for a major automotive supplier of interior components. Incidental domestic travel required. To apply, mail resume, no calls or emails, to Yukiko Brace, 1225 Garrison Drive, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37129, and reference job code 0122.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's very important with a hearing aid to have good service. We recommend appointments every 6 months, and if someone has a change in hearing, our hearing aids can be adjusted.
Dr. Sean Lancaster, custom fits your hearing aid.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster and recommend his services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We are at 608 East Clark Boulevard, close to the MTSU campus.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and Brian, guess what? You're back on the clock now. You're officially on the clock. I mean, we'll have a couple of guest celebrities here and there, but.
You did it yesterday and did a fine job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, I didn't think Dalton was expecting it, but, you know, I did okay.
I thought you did much, much, much better than he did.
I really believe there's a bias towards you from him.
I agree.
Yeah, so.
I have many, many times rated him higher than you have, but it's fine.
I never recall those.
Of course you either. Of course you what do you got for us today?
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Between you and me, something smells. It made you laugh a little.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a 7.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst. It wasn't the best.
Oh, he's had bigger stinkers than that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that bad.
Get it, stinkers?
See?
We got Man on the Street newsmakers in 5 minutes, but first CBS National News headlines, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. It's 6:41.
CBS
CBS News Update. This was scheduled to be the last day of mourning for Iran's top general, killed in a U.S. drone strike. But a stampede erupted at the funeral procession in Kerman Soleimani Soleimani's hometown. Emergency officials say 40 people were killed. Burial now postponed. The leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says areas supported by the U.S. will be set on fire. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif tells CBS News,
"We are a law-abiding nation. When we take action, it won't be disproportionate, unlike what President Trump has said. It will be against legitimate targets."
CBS's Cammy McCormick.
NATO is shuttering its training headquarters in Iraq. The alliance announced yesterday it was suspending the training mission, so countries are moving their troops out. And the U.S. is bringing in some paratroopers who deployed to Kuwait. NATO troops were in Iraq to train security forces in the fight against Islamic State.
CBS News Update. I'm Deb.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Officials say they've charged a father with murder in connection to the death of his five-week-old son. Police say the infant was admitted to the hospital over the weekend with a head injury that led directly to his death. The baby's father, 21-year-old Gavin Clark of Manchester, then arrested and taken to the Coffee County Jail. Detectives now working with doctors in what's being called an ongoing investigation. A new nationwide study by a financial management consulting group is ranking Tennessee among the worst places to retire. Black Tower, a firm that helps North Americans and Europeans find retirement locations in America and the Caribbean, released its list over the weekend of the best places for their clients to retire in the U.S. Black Tower looked at a number of factors, including cost of living, crime, poverty rates, health care, and life expectancy. Tennessee ranked 45 out of 50, with low scores in crime and the cost of living. The Murfreesboro City Council will vote Thursday night whether to merge or not to merge with Murfreesboro Electric and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation. The heads of both utilities will be on News Radio WGNS from 8:10 to 9:10 Wednesday morning. They'll discuss all aspects of the potential merger. In addition, they'll also include segments where residents may phone in questions. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation offering free radon testing kits for Tennesseans to test their homes in January. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has proclaimed the month as Radon Action Month. Radon is produced by the breakdown of uranium in rocks and soil. The only way to know if it's in a home is to test for it. News on demand 24/7 from our website, WGNSradio.com, or when news breaks, we tweet it at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupcenter.com.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Great news, everybody. Toots West is finally open. It's taken 2 years and a lot of hard work and a lot of dedicated workers, but we've got it open. It's a gorgeous restaurant. You're going to love it. Step into an old world Western town and be joined by our staff. Enjoy the great food, the great service, and all the great daily specials that you've come to know and love. Please come see us on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. Kelton'sInc.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
I've been doing a new glaucoma procedure that just got FDA approved and approved by Medicare.
McCabe Vision Center.
Called a Zen Gel Stent.
McCabe Vision Center.
I'm recommending this now instead of any other glaucoma surgery. Zen Gel Stent.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined.
A focus on Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they've focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're 12 minutes or so away from top of the hour in CBS News. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. John, Brian, Dalton, all in the house this morning. And it's appropriate time now because we've gotten out of Christmas, out of the way, New Year's, everything's out of the way. It's time for a regular holiday.
Every day, such a holiday.
Aren't these more irregular than regular?
Yeah.
Obscure.
I was gonna say, you know, I've been taking mental abuse on this show for over a year. Yeah. And today, on National I'm Not Gonna Take It Anymore Day.
Your point?
Well, today is I'm Not Gonna Take It Anymore Day. So I'm forming a protest.
I'm not gonna take it. Yeah, that's what I thought of too when he said that.
I thought of. Yeah,
we didn't really care what he thought.
No,
that song came into our
head.
That's
a good song. Yeah.
So what do you mean you're leaving?
Yep, I'm done. Out of here.
Hmm. Ratings will
skyrocket.
Yeah, probably. That's what I'm thinking too.
It's also bobblehead day. Thought I'd throw that one in there if you like bobbleheads.
I thought of him when he said bobblehead. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Well, no, we want you to stay, Dalton.
You have an Elvis bobblehead.
We don't want you to stay. We don't want you to stay. That's what I was really thinking. We want you to stay, Dalton.
You've shown your true colors.
No, we really do.
Everybody loves your Elvis bobblehead. And
Elvis. Do they?
Yeah. Well,
you guys need me to stay so that you don't turn on each other.
We won't turn on each other.
You're right.
I think it's time, definitely this time, it's 6:50, it's time to focus on the family, don't you think, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've done your best to raise your child into a mature adult, but now that he's out on his own, he's making poor choices. You're disappointed and wonder where you went wrong. Well, if that sounds like your situation, let's talk about how to help him get back on track. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When an adult child loses his way, it can be hard for parents to know where to begin. Our counselor suggests you start by easing your guilt. Did you make mistakes? Well, of course. Every parent does. But your child is old enough to make his own choices and to take responsibility for them. So give yourself a break. Secondly, understand that the burden of getting life back on track ought to be your child's, not yours. And that's easy to forget. Of course, you can encourage him to make better choices. But he's old enough to take responsibility for his own life now. So point him in the right direction and give him advice if he asks for it, but let him be his own person. Now comes the hard part. Let your child suffer the consequences of his choices. If you rescue him from his problems, he may never feel a reason to live differently. So don't be too quick to save him from his pain. Watching a child make bad decisions can be tough. So if you'd like some extra guidance from our counselors, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we are looking at 6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us this morning. We're just a few minutes away from CBS News at the top of the hour. But first, we've got to do celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Don't have a plethora of names to throw out there this morning, but I have to explain the first one. Paul Revere, it's his birthday today.
The Midnight Ride.
No.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's the name of the album, but not the Paul Revere that we think of in historical terms. This Paul Revere was born in 1938, and he was the leader and the drummer for and the organist for Paul Revere and the Raiders, and this is one of their hit songs.
Kids just keep getting hotter to find, and all your kids saying, bring in you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
Now, the lead singer of the group was Mark Lindsay, who left Paul Revere and the Raiders, and he became a solo artist. But Paul Revere passed away 2 or 3 years ago, but what a great band. They played guitars and they danced. It was pretty awesome. Need to look them up. 1957, Katie Couric. We know today's show, NBC News and ABC News and CBS News. She's been almost all of them, I guess.
She made her rounds.
Yeah, she became the first full-time female anchor of evening news on CBS.
In 1964, Nicolas Cage was born. You don't do an impression of him, just Matthew.
I don't. I wish I did. I wish I could do Nicolas
Great
Cage.
Actor.
Yes, been in a lot of different stuff. Call or text your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450.
Weather is coming up next.
Good morning, guys. We'll see some cloudiness linger in parts of the area early today. Plenty of sunshine for the afternoon. Highs will top out near 50 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear. Lows drop to 29. And winds will become light. Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine, highs warm into the middle 50s, and then Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows fall into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 40.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600, Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase quite a bit here with this traffic volume on 24 through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. 840 still looks good over to Franklin Williamson County, and we've seen a couple of wrecks out here already this morning. Give yourself extra time. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth a drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time
traffic. Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy is becoming Nova Tech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Nova Tech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, "There's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit." I was like, "Oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband."
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep, everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
This is Willie Dennis at Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard. This time of year, the salt and trash that comes up off the road is not only bad for the bottom of your car, the undercarriage, it's also bad for your paint. It just makes it look real dingy and dusty and just dirty overall. As quickly as you can come in and get that washed off, it'd be better for your car all the way around. This is Willie Dennis inviting you to come down and use Smith Brothers Car Wash at 1103 Memorial Boulevard, just down the road from the Nissan dealership.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. We are just moving right along on this Tuesday, January 7th. We're about ready to get out of here the first hour anyway. Brian will have the second hour for you, along with the two of us, I guess, as well. I want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street.
John Brockwell,
well, whatever,
good neighbor of the day. He's always helping Blue Raider fans, and he runs a great family business. So he's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and us over here at News Radio WGNS.
We've got the CBS World News Roundup coming up for you, brought to you by the Low T Center at 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
A look at the world news coming up.
The world news. That's
big
right.
News.
The big news. The oldest ever.
That's right.
Yeah. Coming up 7 o'clock. We are ending the first hour. Brian Barrett's going to have the next hour coming up here on the Wake Up Crew.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.